ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Peter here. Peter here. Peter here. Peter here. Premium lesson. 何か面白いですか？
なんでそんなにピーターヒア、ピーターヒア言ってるの？
Can I finish the introduction, please? お願いします。
どうぞ。
どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
はい、どうぞどうぞ。
ありがとうございます。いいですか？
はい。
はい、やります。Premium lesson number 22, Fever. ナオミ先生。
はい。
今日は、ユイチ先生もいますね。
そうですね。素敵な洋服を着ていますね。
ありがとうございます。
そう、ナオミ先生。
はい。
今日の写真はどう思いますか？
これ、松本清、right?
松本清。
はい。It's a famous drugstore.
Big brand with stores throughout Japan.
そうですね。It started from 千葉。
ああ、いつも自分の県を自慢していますね。You're very proud of your home prefecture.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No problem at all. So, Yuichi sensei, この写真についてちょっと想像してみてください。So, please imagine or please tell us about this picture.
ですね。松本清は安いですよね。
So, yeah, this store is cheap.
They sell many cheap drugs.
Medicines.
Medicine. Ah, not drug means.
Medicine.
Medicine. Yeah, medicine.
Yeah, 違うところで。買い物していますね。ユイチ。Like, you're shopping somewhere else.
They, just like American drugstore, they sell cheap snacks.
Yeah. And not only snacks in a Japanese drugstore, but many different things to take care of your body, like shampoo, soap, conditioners, and different things to really soothe and help your body. あと、この写真の特徴は何でしょうかね? What's so special about this picture?
黄色い。
It's yellow. 店の色とかそれではなくて、この写真、like, what's so special about this picture? Not the store or anything like that. ユイチさん、わかるはずです。
わかりません。何ですか？
ナオミ先生？
わかんない。何？
女性がいっぱいいますね。
そうそう。だって、いっぱいコスメティックスがあります。They sell cosmetics in a cheaper price than department stores or supermarket.
うん。そういうわけで、お客の中でほとんど女性ですね。この写真ですね。
そうですね。
うん。
それだけですね。That's all.
あ、でも僕も行きます。男性も行きます。So men go there.
狙いは何ですか? What are you going there for?
Some medicines or like hair wax.
In Japan, hair products, hair dye, hair wax is very, very popular. So yeah, it's not unusual to hear about going to a place for hair products.
そうです。
はい、ありがとうございました。よく想像しました。You did a great job. Okay, let's find out about the grammar point.
ぽい。
Looks like, ish, like. And this conversation takes place between?
お客さん and 薬剤師。
So the customer and the pharmacist. So we'll be using?
Polite Japanese.
Okay. So, I think we're ready. Here we go.
すいません。
どうしました?
風邪っぽいんですけど。
どんな症状ですか?
熱っぽくて、頭が痛くて、だるくて、あと鼻水がひどいです。
そうですね。この薬とこの薬をご飯の後に飲めばすぐ治りますよ。
皆様にご案内いたします。ただいま翼の上の雪の状態を確認させていただいております。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すいません。
どうしました?
風邪っぽいんですけど。
どんな症状ですか?
熱っぽくて、頭が痛くて、だるくて、あと鼻水がひどいです。
そうですね。この薬とこの薬をご飯の後に飲めばすぐ治りますよ。
今度は 英語が入ります。
すいません。
Excuse me?
どうしました?
What's wrong?
風邪っぽいんですけど。
I think I have a cold.
どんな症状ですか?
What kind of symptoms do you have?
熱っぽくて、頭が痛くて、だるくて、あと鼻水がひどいです。
I have a fever, headache, and fatigue. I also have a runny nose.
そうですね。この薬とこの薬をご飯の後に飲めばすぐ治りますよ。
If you drink this medicine and this medicine after meals, you'll feel better right away.
はい、ナオミ先生。
はい。
この会話どう思いましたか?
本当のことを言っていいですか? Can I be honest?
Sure.
I don't think 松本清is the best place to buy medicine. That place is too busy. It's the best place to buy snack and hair wax and stuff, but not for medicine. I'm a regular customer there, but I don't buy medicine there.
We'd like to remind our listeners, Naomi is speaking on behalf of her own beliefs and not on that of the company, and we'd like to waive any legal action. Hi, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
I want to talk about a couple of points here in the Japanese.
Hi.
One is with kusuri, it's kusuri wo nomu. And when you translate it to English, it's to drink the medicine.
Oh, hi, hi.
But in English, it depends if it's a liquid or if it's a pill or a tablet.
Ah, そうかそうか。Take medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So take medicine, not drink medicine. Mm-hmm. So you got to watch that translation. And for native English speakers, when you make the transition in your mind, it's to drink the medicine. Whether it's a pill, tablet, or liquid, it's kusuri wo nomu.
うん、薬を取るって言わないですよね、うん、普通はね
言わないですね、うん、必ず薬を飲みます
最初言おうとしたら The first time like, I try to say it 薬を取ります Or 薬を食べます Like I'm gonna eat or... So from this context There's no way to know If it's liquid or tablet medicine Okay, on to the vocabulary Naomi-sensei, what do you have first
どうしました?
What's the matter?
どうしました? どうしました?
Next we have?
風邪
Cold, as in the illness.
風邪
Next?
症状
Symptoms, two long vowels, please listen.
症状
Next?
熱っぽい
Feverish
熱っぽい熱っぽい
Next we have a phrase
頭が痛い
I have a headache
頭が痛い頭が痛い
Next
だるい
To feel listless
だるいだるい
Next
鼻水
Running nose
鼻水
Next
ひどい
Terrible
ひどいひどい
Next
薬剤師
Pharmacist
薬剤師薬剤師
Next
薬局
Pharmacy Drugstore
薬局
Let's take a close look at some of the words and phrases used in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
鼻水
Runny nose
The first kanji, 鼻 means nose. The second kanji, 水 means water. So, nose water?
For our listeners with a really creative imagination, sorry about that, yeah. Just water flowing from the nose.
他にも鼻を使った言葉はありますよね。There are other expressions using 鼻。
Just as attractive.
そうですね。
どうぞ。
はい。鼻毛。
毛 or 毛 means hair.
Nostril hair. Nose hair.
鼻毛ですね。
And that's just the inside, not the outside.
え?
Like hair on the nose.
On the nose? Oh. Ah. We don't usually have hair on the nose.
We don't care about the hair on the nose.
Do you have hair on the nose?
Yes.
Do you shave hair on your nose?
鼻毛を切りますか?
I mean, yeah. 剃りますか?
Yeah, shave.
剃ります。あの、取ります。
え、本当本当?鼻、鼻の上?
鼻の上。
へー。
Everybody has it.
Not me.
You guys have it. The face is covered in hair.わからないですか?
まあわかるけど、
ああ、そうですね。あの、言いたいことがあります。Like, I have something to tell you.
もういいよ。はい。
あ、もう一つありますね、単語がね。
はい。
はい。鼻くそ。
Snot。
あの、くそっていうのが何でしょうね。Excrement? Excrement.
Yes. Not such a nice word.
そうですね。
And...Excrement and the derivatives of this word.
あの、まあ、dried mucus っていう感じ。
うん。
あとは、do you know this phrase? めくそ、鼻くそ。
Yes, I do. It's the pot calling the kettle black.
そうそうそう。めくそが鼻くそを笑う。
So, the eye snot laughs at the nose snot.
I'm cleaner than you, みたいな感じでしょ。多分。
What a lovely idiom.どんどん使ってください。
めくそ、鼻くそ。
The pot calling the kettle black. Next.
風邪。
Cold, as in the illness. Now, Nami-sensei, the kanji here is a bit different.
So, it has irregular reading.
And what are the two characters?
The first kanji means wind.
Uh-huh.
The second kanji means evil.
Evil wind brings the cold. So, it's a very nice mnemonic to remember the kanji for this word.
そうですね。
Okay, next we have?
だるい. How do you translate this word?
I think you translate this word as two alcoholic drinks and 30 minutes in a jacuzzi.
よくわかんない.
Is だるい. Imagine starting your day. In the morning, you go to the onsen for 30 minutes, the hot spring for 30 minutes. You have a few sips of alcohol and your body's just so relaxed. And then you try to start your day. Go to work.
ああ、だるいですね.
だるいでしょ? Your body's just like relaxed and your muscles don't want to move.
I don't know about the story, but yeah. その状態は, the situation sounds very だるいね.
Yeah.
I can't really agree with like taking bath in the morning and a sip some alcohol.
But that's just like the state that your body will be in when you're finally ready to do something and then your body just doesn't want to do it.
そうね。
Your mind is like, okay, we're going to go ride the train and your body's like,I don't want to do that.
そうね。なんか、あの、we use this expression when we are not really motivated. Like mental condition, you can use this phrase for your mental condition.
あ、本当ですか?ありがとうございます。
Not only like body, like, あ、だるいな、とか
言われる。ああ、ありますね。
めんどくさい。Kind of like めんどくさい。
Like it's a pain, it's a hassle.
はい。
だるい。And if anybody else has a way to explain this, we'd be more than happy to hear your story.You know, there's the translation lethargic or something like this, but it's an interesting feeling or experience, darui. Okay, on to today's grammar point.
Today's grammar point is poi, as in kodomo poi.
Ish. So it's the ish on the end of adjectives. For an example, in the dialogue we had, feverish.
Netsu poi.
Okay, let's take a look at some other examples.
あの人はちょっと子供っぽい.
That person's...A little childish.
Or, あの子供は大人っぽい.
Nice one. That child is adultish. No, he acts very mature.
そうですね。私はゆういちさんがちょっと大人っぽいと思います。
ありがとうございます。
逆に、ナオミ先生がちょっと
子供っぽいと思います。
え、嘘?
そうですね。Just kidding. Just kidding.
でも、the reason I brought this up is I wanted to show to you that the nuance of 子供っぽい isNot very positive. It's not like childish looking or something, but acts childish.
Immature.
So it wasn't, of course, Naomi-sensei is otonapoi, but we just wanted to show you that the nuance is a bit negative when you say kodomopoi.
あとは、あの人、ヤクザっぽいね。
That person is Japanese mafia-like.
あの人、アメリカ人っぽいね。
That person's American.
そうですね、acts like American.
Acts like an American. Now,When you want to talk about somebody, for example, if you want to say, that's so like Naomi, you wouldn't say Naomi っぽい, but you would say Naomi らしい. or Yuichi Rashi.
It's so you.
Yeah. Okay, so that is going to do for today. Don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com. And as you're a basic or premium member, be sure to use the My Feed feature. Now, this feature allows you to get just the content you want. Just the dialogues, get just those. Just the videos, get just those. Just the main tracks, get just those. This really allows you to take control of what you listen to. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
さよなら。
すいません。
どうしました？
風邪っぽいんですけど。
どんな症状ですか？
熱っぽくて、頭が痛くて、だるくて、あと鼻水がひどいです。
そうですね。この薬とこの薬をご飯の後に飲めばすぐ治りますよ。
皆様にご案内いたします。ただいま翼の上